This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip of the secrets of sujood, prostration, and ubudiyyah, the relationship between the two. Now, dear listeners, dear friends, Alhamdulillah, by the grace and blessings of Allah, I'm sure that all of us and all of you, we conduct our five daily prayers, our Salat, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. Now, of course, in these five daily prayers, one of the parts and the rukns, the pillars, the main parts of this prayer is the sujood, the prostration. Now, you can go and go online and see how it is to do this sujood, but it is prostration. You are down on your hands, your feet, your knees, and your forehead is touching the floor, and this is called sujood, this is called prostration. It is a very beautiful form of submission and showing humility and humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is really interesting is that in all, or at least in most cultures, in most religions, you will find some sort of show of humility. But interestingly, in most cultures and most religions, the greatest form of showing humility and subservience and servitude and obedience and showing ubudiyyah towards the Creator is prostration, is sujood, is to bow down in this manner in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, dear friends, sujood, of course, is one of the secrets of the obedience of Allah. As I said, even in non-Muslim religions, for example, in the Hindu religion, in the Buddhist religion, you will find that there is this kind of prostration. The only issue is that it is prostration, for example, either to idols or to Buddha or to these type of living creations, when in reality we should be bowing and prostrating in front of the One who has created everything, including wood and stone, which people have made idols into.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of Foresight coming to you from IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Thankful. Please stay with me. My God, the uninterrupted flow of your graciousness has distracted me from thanking you. The flood of your bounty has rendered me incapable of counting your praises. The succession of your kind acts has diverted me from mentioning you in laudation. The continuous rush of your benefits has thwarted me from spreading the news of your gentle favors. This is the station of him who confesses to the lavishness of favors, meets them with shortcomings, and witnesses to his own disregard and negligence. You are the clement, the compassionate, the good, the generous, who does not disappoint those who aim for him, nor cast out from his courtyard those who expect from him. In your yard are put down the saddlebags of the hopeful, and in your plain stand the hopes of the help-seekers. So meet not our hopes by disappointing and disheartening, and clothe us not in the shirt of despair and despondency.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the programs of Foresight, and we're talking about the secrets of sujood, prostration, and ubudiyya, the relationship between the two. Now, dear listeners, dear friends, because sujood, prostration, is one of the secrets of ubudiyya, they say that the prostration is one of the actions which brings human beings closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think about it, when you are in this position of prostration, when your face is down on the floor, showing your weakness, your humbleness, your meekness, your humility, your subservience in front of the Creator of all things, Allah, truly everything seems to vanish from your heart and your mind. Everything is removed from the front of your eyes. All that remains is your and your connection with Allah. It is you and your Lord, your nourishing Lord, your loving Lord. All else vanishes into thin air. And so, dear friends, sujood, prostration, symbolizes in Islam and even in non-Islamic religions the peak of humility and submission to the Creator of everything, to the Sustainer of everything, to Allah, the Giver of life and death. And so sujood, prostration, is the highest degree of worship. It is the most powerful means of gaining nearness to Allah. And so, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, by doing sujood, by doing prostration, a human being unites himself with all of the universe, for surely to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Jaafar.
I'm sure if you look at the history of shoes, it would be a very fascinating history. But essentially, when human beings began wearing shoes, it was a piece of leather under the feet with a cord tied at the ankle or at the toes, right? Is it natural to walk around with a piece of leather under your feet? No. But you do that to protect your feet because it is harming you if you don't do that. We brush our teeth every morning and every evening. It's not natural. If it was natural, we'd come out of the wombs of our mothers holding a toothbrush, right? It's not natural. We go to the washroom to relieve ourselves. That's not natural. Natural is what babies do. That's why we put diapers on them. But we train ourselves an unnatural behavior where we hold ourselves until we have access to a washroom and then we use that. This is unnatural, isn't it? So just because something is quote-unquote natural to my instinctive animal self does not mean it is good. Sometimes I need to train myself to do something unnatural because therein lies goodness for my health and for society. The way you as a parent teach your children to do things that are not natural because they need those skills in order to survive in this plane of existence. Fitrah wants to teach tabi'a certain things even if it sees it as unnatural because it is needed for the development of the soul and for its perfection so that it can reside in Jannah in the Akhirah. So just because something is tabi'i does not mean it is good. Fitrah will decide if it is good. Tabi'ah, remember, does not have this ability to judge whether something is just or unjust, righteous or unrighteous, good or bad. For tabi'ah to make that judgment would be like for your ears to judge if something is red or green. Tabi'ah is just an animal instinct. It just wants pleasure. It wants every woman it sees. It wants every food it sees. It doesn't know halal and haram. It doesn't know whether this is usurped or not usurped. Fitrah will rein it. Fitrah is the rider. Fitrah will say, no, you have come here for a purpose. To develop your soul, you need to lower your gaze when you see a non-mahram. And because this fitrah comes from Allah, fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha, Allah's laws and commands will tell us how to rein in this fitrah and what things fitrah thinks is natural, but it has to be trained, even if it doesn't understand. You may have never questioned why you shake hands until today, perhaps. You were trained to do so when you were 2 years old. In the same way, your tabi'ah will not question if your fitrah trains it from the right time. And that is why this verse of Quran that we have been using as a theme from Surah Ar-Rum, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, set yourselves on this pure religion, which is based on the natural disposition, the fitrah that Allah has wired into human beings. And there is no alteration to this fitrah, but most people do not know. This verse of chapter 30, verse 30, there is a verse before it. If you go and read chapter 30, verse 29, Allah says, بَلِتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. But those who are unjust, they follow their desires and their lust without knowledge. After saying that, meaning those who are unjust, they follow their tabi'ah without any boundaries, without any rules, without any regulation, they give in to every temptation. After that, he says, you be different. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. You set yourselves on this deen of fitrah, not on a life of tabi'ah. إِلَهَنَا مَا عَادَ لَكَ مليك كل من ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن